I'm Dave.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Are you going to ring that bell?
Uh-oh.
Happy morning. You started over there. Good morning. We're back.
Welcome to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl Linda Bott, even though she stepped all over me this morning.
It's family time.
It's family time. Hey, good morning.
Morning.
It's, gosh, what day is it? It's, it seems like we've been gone for like 18 weeks. It's November the 28th. It's after Thanksgiving. It's after Black Friday. It's after all of those days. And you know what? Maybe the economy is turning around. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But it is 7:06 in the morning, and Bad Bob, good morning.
Greetings.
Yeah. How was your Thanksgiving?
A mixed bag, but...
I know you were in here Thanksgiving evening to make sure one of the shows played, and it played. So that means that everything was connected, right?
There's still a few fine-tunings to be taken care of, but all in all things, you know, there wasn't extended periods of silence, which is sort of a bad thing for radio.
Well, that is always bad when it's extended periods of silence, yes. Okay, now, we're also joined, of course, always with us, the beautiful Linda.
Would you please ring that bell for me now, because I'm obsessed. Would you just do it? Thank you! Tis the season!
Only thing I was doing was, while over the weekend, everything that I have up here that are little talismans of luck were moved around. That's
okay.
All I was doing was moving things.
All right. Okay, I'm sorry, honey. I know someone moved your cheese. It's kind of like when you walk in and somebody's been in your house, stayed at your house. Which, you know, we always have someone stay at our house. It's just, you know, wait, where's this? Somebody's been in my computer, you know, so my Gmail account icon moved. You should see me on this morning trying to get on that thing. Anyway, it was a great weekend. We'd love to hear if you have any crazy stories that happened for you over the weekend. You know, of course, we're bringing in the Christmas season, and that starts usually the day after Thanksgiving and during Thanksgiving, and any interesting, unusual things. But as the day progresses, we're going to have a lot of really fun things to share with you and get down into it. Today, we're going to be having the temperatures are going to be getting around 65 degrees, mostly clear tonight with a low of 42. Good morning, Chat Packers. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah,
how are you this
Monday
morning?
Starting to show up. Yeah. You know what? If you wanted to have something to do, the stock market's on the run. It looks like the Black Friday said was up 16% from last year. That they had so many shoppers coming in, and they're saying that they estimate millions and millions of shoppers going on, and a lot of it was electronics. You know, so it's you know, that's a good sign. It's a good sign that perhaps people are starting to take a little more confidence in the economy here. I don't see anything, you know, really radically changing in the amounts of businesses and things like that. And I still see a debt that continues to build at millions of dollars a day. But maybe something's going on. Maybe something people see. But one of the things we always do is we go to Wells Fargo Bank from our Market Minute. And Susan Eastman's there. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
U.S. stocks are rallying today, signaling a sharper higher open. On Wall Street, positive developments out of Europe and record Black Friday sales pushed futures higher. European officials drafted a framework for the region's bailout fund in an effort to limit contagion. Turning to the market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 305 points, 11,538. The S&P 500 is up 35 points at 1194. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 85 points at 2526. The three most active stocks trading on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America is up 23 cents at $5.40. Citigroup is positive $1.61, trading at $25.24. And Ford Motor Corporation is up 37 cents at $10.12. Taking a look at a few local stocks of interest, PepsiCo is up 56 cents at $63.05. PG&E is up 68 cents at $37.89. And Bank of Commerce is higher up 4 cents at $3.30. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is down 31/32 to yield 2.07%. And crude oil is trading up $2.54 at $99.32 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors in the Market Minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning and again in the afternoon. We always appreciate find out what's going on in the market this early in the morning, especially on a Monday. Chat pack starting to come alive here. It's a Monday after a long weekend. You know, one of the things that happened we just talked about was the change in sales and the big improvement on Black Friday. We're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from this break. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 7:11 in the morning, November the 28th. We're going to hit the weather. We're going to get it all as soon as we get back. Join us after these messages.
Only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Support our local veterans by making your donation this month during RABA's second annual Salute to North State Veterans. Many are in need of transportation to and from work, home, support, and medical services. With your kind donation, RABA can provide passes making our veterans' lives easier. Please call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart located in the Town and Country Shopping Center to make your donation. For every dollar raised, RABA will provide a free bus pass to a local veteran. Call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart today and say thank you to our vets.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot, 7:12 in the morning, November the 28th. What's the weather here?
Looks like it's currently 48 degrees, or 49 degrees in downtown. And it looks like the weather is going to be kind of becoming sunny with around 65, mostly clear tonight with low 42. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. A beautiful time to be up there with the fall. Oh, my gosh, isn't it gorgeous? The
it weather, is up there. It's beautiful.
Hey, we were talking earlier at the break about Black Friday. And, of course, this just in, this year's sales were up to $52 billion from $45 billion last year. The National Retail Federation has obviously brought that number to our light. And a record 226 million shoppers visited stores and websites over Black Friday weekend, up from 212 million last year. The average holiday shopper spent about $400 over the weekend, up from $365 last year. Today, of course, is known as Cyber Monday. This is where all the online promotions are going on. Cyber Monday was the biggest online shopping day of the year in 2010.
Well, that's a, I guess that having a, you know, something like that shows that there's confidence right there in the future, which we need. Now, you want to know another black and blue day?
Sure.
Johnny's Cat House. Over the weekend, early Sunday, it looks like there was a plethora of bad feelings there as fights broke out everywhere. The police were called in. They had a number of people out there. They were arresting people. They had to call in help from the Sheriff's Department, from the California Highway Patrol. They had a bunch of people that they were trying to handle. It looked like there was a number of people out there. People were getting arrested for fighting. And then the crowds weren't going to leave. They weren't going to disperse at 3 in the morning. So, they, you know, the police called in for help. Now, I find that really interesting because, you know, usually the, you know, it's usually that, you know, you have a fight and the guys in the bar handle it or they call the police. But not only that, there was a guy got stabbed down at the at a bank, Tri-County's bank, by an unknown assailant. He described him. But something, he was stabbed in the stomach. Then they had, like I said, they had about 50 people that were involved in a fight down there. The bar patrons fighting with the bar security guards outside. And then as the security guards tried to subdue one guy, then the thing, big thing started. So they ended up calling the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, California Highway Patrol, and Shasta County Marshal's Office to help break up the crowd. So if you're going to have a big fight, if you're going to have a big night, have a big one. Anyway, now somebody just said in the chat room that, is it true that Barney Frank is retiring, not going to run after 2012 there, Bad Bob?
I had not heard that. Interesting. One wonders what bigger and better aspirations he might have.
I'm not going to touch that. You know, Barney Frank, who has been, you know, a congressman, and he was one of the first openly gay congressmen in the House of Representatives. But he's also big on the you know, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac disaster that he denied it was his fault, even though that he was in charge of it. So many things came through at that time. But somebody just said is that it looks like he's not going to run again. So, gee, are we going to miss Barney? Probably not too much. You know, some other big things happening here. You know, today also on the show, we're going to have Mike Frank, and we're going to be talking about Veterans Cooperative that's coming up. That's going to be next Saturday. We're going to talk about the subjects of that and what they're going to be doing. We're going to be talking also at 8 o'clock with Ray John from the Haven Humane. He's going to come in and talk to us about what's going on there. You know, Friday, I think they had a Black Friday on dogs and cats on prices for spaying and neutering. And we're going to talk about, let's talk about, though, right now, is that, you know, we have ballot initiatives. Again, the people in California believe that they need to have ballot initiatives to you know, so we can pass laws, and then we get things like the 215 ballot initiative and those laws being passed, which have caused nothing but consternation. In fact, they're right now in Sacramento, they're going through this thing where they're using girls in bikinis to sell marijuana or to attract people to I'm not kidding you, to attract people to medicinal marijuana places. It's almost like, you know, like the beer commercials. We'll talk about that later, but the in Egypt. Egypt is voting today for the first time since Mubarak was forced out. And here's my favorite quote from this. We don't know who to vote for. We don't know who's running, but we'll sit down tonight and figure it out. Now, I know it sounds like one of our elections, so the Egyptians should have the same thing, but it's been such turmoil and consternation and people being killed. They're voting today. They'd asked to have put it off for 2 weeks, but then the riot started again, saying, no, you're not going to put it off anymore. So today, Egypt votes to form a government and a free election, which should be pretty interesting.
What's on the front, it's definitely all over the internet today about what's going on. Faces painted.
On the, for the,
for the vote.
For the vote. So, you know, Muslim Brotherhood is coming out of this, and they could come out pretty big.
Now, Carl, were you in Afghanistan when they had their first big election, the one with all the pictures all over the world about the women with the purple finger? And it was a really in Iraq. It was a big deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And when we saw, you know, when you saw women walking down the street, arm in arm, they were crying and singing, and they were afraid because they said they were told, if you vote, we're going to kill you. We're going to blow up the polling stations. And the women still, they linked arms and marched down the street singing and went down there. It was probably one of the proudest days of their life when they voted and they came out with the purple finger, which was, you know, it was a dramatic way of showing that you actually got to vote in your country. And by the way, it was just announced is that the Marines are going to be pulling out of Afghanistan during 2012.
Hey, congratulations, by the way, speaking of Marines. Shall we give a shout out to Farrell?
I think we should.
Let's do it.
Sean Farrell.
Congratulations.
This young man's been trying to get in the Marine Corps as an officer for, now it's been about a year and a half. He injured himself when he was working out and he had a knee injury. So he's worked himself back up and wanted to be an aviator. Well, you know, when people talk about, oh gosh, you know, anybody can go in the military, that's not true. For the officers, they had the requirements, and well, for any enlisted, but the officer requirements are even more stringent. And they, out of 129 applications, or 131 applications for to be able to fill, only 27 were picked throughout the United States. And two out of Sacramento. One was Dr. Larry Farrell's son, Sean, and he's going in. And as he's going into the aviation program. So a shout out to him, because if you think about it, you know, 27 out of 130, so it's like 20% are selected. And now with the drawdown out of Iraq, the drawdown out of Afghanistan, the cut in numbers, 25,000 more cut out, 50,000 out of the Army, that, you know, to stay in. And reenlist is going to be tighter because of the cuts in the budgets and all this. And how are you going to sustain a fighting force? Well, they're taking a look at the next budget. If the super committee couldn't make it, remember there was going to be another $400 billion taken out of the budget, but it doesn't take place in 2013. So there's nothing to worry about right now, except it takes Congress forever to do anything, and then they don't do it anyway. We got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 7:21 in the morning, November the 28th, 48 degrees out there.
KCNR.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you...
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Come see what the big deal is at the Mount Shasta Mall. You have enough to plan for this holiday season without surfing the internet and driving long distances just to get your shopping done. The Mount Shasta Mall has over 80 specialty stores, restaurants, and services where you can find unique and stylish options for everything on your list. Serving a big meal? Find festive table linens. Chopping down a big tree? You'll need tough gloves and toasty coats. With stores like Macy's, Old Navy, JCPenney, and Sears, you'll find all the biggest deals right here in town. You owe it to yourself to shop the Mount Shasta Mall. This Monday through Friday, November 28th through December 2nd, spend $100 at the Mount Shasta Mall, and you'll receive a free decorative wood art block. Perfect for gift exchanges or hanging over the fireplace. A $23 value. Receipts must be dated and redeemed November 28th through December 2nd at customer service near Center Court. Shop early. Two per person while supplies last. It's all at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Ah.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Boss, 7:25 in the morning, November the 28th. We're almost there. We're almost there. The end of the month, getting into December, and into the year. You know, what happened to this year? This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. That's right, Tobacco and Brew, Espresso Joe's. Great coffee. It's that time of the year to be enjoying those lattes from the girls that fix it there.
Try your Jack Frost.
Oh, the Jack Frost.
Rum-flavored coffee.
You know what? Great presents for Christmas. You can pick up, like housewarming gifts, like all the coffee they have there, the beans and the coffee beans and the anything you can make. Any way you can make coffee is right there. Plus, Joe and Shelley.
Great way to get
what a great pair
gift certificates,
of people.
Too, for yeah. Christmas.
You know what? Honesty, integrity. You know, you need that in a business, and that's them. And, they, discounts for veterans, finest walk-in humidor. Those are special cigars you need for Christmas for presents.
Well, speaking of honest and integrity, Carl, you love – in fact, we met because of your love of the Westerns. And there was just something about you get what you get with a cowboy, right? It's just kind of hardworking, honest. Well, in the headlines today, Bob was asking me, what are you going to talk about next? Well, here we go. Was there some kind of run-in with music we were going to do here, Bob?
Well, I figured Danger Zone counts.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if we were going to have a little... Okay. Hidalgo, Texas. Seems like Clyde knows a thing or two about men hiding. If there's someone squatting in the bush near the Rio Grande, the 5-year-old gelding will pick up his ears, give a snort, and stop in his tracks despite gentle rib kicks from his rider. If people make a run for the river, he'll crash through brush and branches after them. Or he could be quiet as a breath and walk right up to the circle of unsuspecting smugglers. Clyde, a lean copper-colored Mustang, is one of the latest weapons in the struggle to tighten the U.S. border with Mexico. The U.S. Border Patrol has used horses since its inception in 1924, but new funds from headquarters and a federal program that captures, breaks, and donates wild Mustangs is bringing more mounted patrols than ever to the border. So... the horses come at a crucial time for the southeastern area of the border, the Rio Grande Valley sector, a 316-mile stretch from Brownsville to Falcon Heights. For the fiscal year ending at September, agents here seized more than 930,000 pounds of marijuana.
930,000 pounds?
Of marijuana, a new sector record, and arresting more than 53,000 people attempting to enter the U.S.
And this is right across from Brownsville, Texas?
Illegally.
Wow. This is the same area down there where the pigs are going across the border back into Mexico. And the Mexicans are trying, they're being inundated by 50,000 Texas pigs that are coming across the border and destroying their crops and everything, destroying crops and hurting their economy. You know, I don't know. Is there a parallel we can draw to this somehow? I mean, they're sleeping in America and racing across the border and chewing up the crops.
Well, they're calling this the real old-school patrol.
Yeah.
And in 1924, agents signing up for the newly commissioned Border Patrol were required to bring their own horses, according to the agency. Washington furnished a badge, revolver, oats, and hay for the horses, and $1,600 annual salary. Uniforms came later. The mounted patrols caused the southern border looking mostly for whiskey bootleggers and illegal Chinese immigrants. As motorized vehicles were introduced in 1935, horses were phased out. Horses have been obviously used throughout the years, but here we go again. Agents are tapping into the program by the Bureau of Land Management that captures feral Mustangs on federal lands and sends them to prisons to be broken. Well, that's exactly what the Marine
happens
Corps.
To the Marine. The Marines are getting their Palomino Mustangs out of that too, and it's a program that they a couple of the prisons have to help rehabilitate the prisoners. Okay. You know what? Remember we were talking about these ballot initiatives? There's like 30 of them floating around. Here's the latest ones. The latest four would tax oil and natural gas extracted in California. Okay, that's just, let's just nail that one down. Let's just get that part of the industry and screw that one up too. How about this one? Abolish all of the state's environmental laws and agencies and establish rights to carbon dioxide. Get rid of all of the environmental laws and agencies. That's going to need 800,000 signatures. Legalize marijuana for adults 19 and older. And tax schedule 2, 3, and 4 controlled substances. More initiatives, and you know what? They'll get on the ballot, and we're going to have to vote on these things.
Hey, it's going to be foggy out as well, so be careful with the fog. Be mindful while you're driving.
Okay, Casey, now we got to take a break for the news. We come back, we have our veterans in here. Let me talk to them.
From the Fox Business Network, reports that European leaders are moving closer to a debt crisis solution are sparking a strong rally on Wall Street. Retail stocks are also on the rise after strong sales over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up impressively 303 points. Europe's sovereign debt crisis will take center stage in Washington today. President Obama is hosting European Commission President José Manuel Barroso, along with leaders from the European Union at a White House summit. President Obama is expected to press them to resolve the region's banking and debt crisis, which now threatens the economic recovery in the United States. Big discounts and longer hours helped motivate more shoppers than ever this holiday weekend. According to the National Retail Federation, retailers racked up a record $52.4 billion in sales. That's a roughly 16.5% jump from the same time last year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
I can't believe I'm pulling this off after all these years. So glad I got that personal loan from OneMain Financial.
Can I take this blindfold off?
Let me help you.
We're going on a cruise.
No, dear. The honeymoon we never took.
You've made promises. We can help you keep them. We are OneMain Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with flexible payment options. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. OneMain Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
What is excellence? What is professionalism? What is a quality windshield repair? At Crackmaster, you will see the difference. Crackmaster has been serving the North State for over 18 years. From rock chips to cracks, a quality repair done right saves time and money. Crackmaster is the leader in windshield repair, and with an experienced, specialized approach, Crackmaster performs to the industry standards. You have a choice. Crackmaster, 241-8373, 241-8373.
Make Wind River Casino your Monday Night Football headquarters. You don't want to miss the game. We know that. And that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our overtime sports bar and lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement where you can win a pair of Oakland Raiders or San Francisco 49ers tickets. Nowhere else in town offers this. While you're here, swipe to win and play to win entries into our grand prize drawing. A table of 10 to our signature big game event, the ultimate tailgate party. Plus, hot seat drawing for free slot play. It's a win-win situation. Up for some beers and bites? Drink and appetizer specials. Catch your favorite team on 5 screens in the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Only at Wind River Casino can you fit all this hard-hitting game action into one package. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com, or better yet, come on down and join us for your greatest gaming experience ever at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino, your Monday Night Football gaming headquarters. Check us out on Facebook, Monday Night Football at Overtime Sports Bar.
Don't waste your time at those other stores only to find the same stuff everyone else is wearing. Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed. Get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrances, Bath, Body, and the only place in Redding that carries a full assortment of Brighton. And for the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Redding to shop. Dandelion, 1332 Market Street in the Shervin Square building.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning on November the 28th. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 49 degrees downtown. Sweetheart, what's it going to look like here today?
We're currently, like you said, 49 degrees downtown. Foggy day, so please be careful. We're looking at a sunny day, becoming sunny with our temperatures getting to be around 65 today, mostly clear tonight with low at 42s. Tomorrow we have 68 and sunny, mostly clear tomorrow night. We have a beautiful week. It's a great time when people are decorating and going out and visiting and doing the things that we need to do to prepare for the Christmas holidays. Daily, it's a beautiful week ahead of us.
Well, you know, in case you haven't been, I think I mentioned some of this last week. We have a lot of new advertisers with us coming in, and we just wanted to thank them. And so you're going to be hearing more and more as we go along here live reads.
Shout out to those people who support local radio.
That's right, especially to somebody that's been with us before. You know, since I had since that first show back in August 4th, 2007. Crackmaster and Jeff Wurst. Crackmaster is the only windshield repair company that can repair what other shops can't and won't. You know, the thing about it is that he has taken a 12-inch crack in my windshield, and he fixed it, and you can't see it. He takes those little dings, and he fixes that. He guarantees his work. Let me say this again. He guarantees his work. If something happens, you just take it back. And he fixes it. He puts it into a controlled environment. He is not somebody you see on the side of the road that says, "Let me fix your dings in your windshield," and then a week later it just shatters. So, that's Crackmaster, and he is located at 3208 South Market Street. Or give him a call at 241-8373. Just remember, your windshield is still repairable, even if it's got bigger than a quarter, even if a crack's bigger than a quarter or has grown into a long crack up to, get this, 24 inches.
And the beautiful thing about Jeff is, Jeff, obviously, in the past when we've talked about him, he is a veteran. And he started supporting you when your show was really about North State and the veterans. Which is a beautiful segue, again, into our next segment here, which is all about introducing you, our listening audience, to the Vietnam Veterans Monument at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery and what's going on there. So shall we introduce our guests?
Yeah. Of course, Mike Wiley is always here. And not always. I shouldn't say that because Mike is a veteran. And he's very active in the veteran community and helping veterans.
Helps us keep informed.
So, Mike, tell us a little bit about the Vietnam Veterans Monument and our sculptor here.
Yeah, I want to introduce Carl Turner, who's another Vietnam veteran.
And by the way, thank you for your service. Let me say it out loud.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And for yours, too. Once again, Carl, I really appreciate the opportunity to come on the air and talk about projects that we have, mostly around the Veterans Cemetery and our Veterans Collaborative. This is a project, Steve Jorgensen, who's the director of the administrator out at the cemetery, approached me 2 years ago about doing a Vietnam Veterans Memorial or Monument project. So I, through the art portion, the art program out at the college, I was introduced to Carl Turner. And this is the project that we've put together, and through the process of getting to know one another, we think we've come up with something that's going to be really well accepted. This has already been accepted by the state for installation at the cemetery, so we're beginning the fundraising portion of this project. We have a meeting on the 7th of December at the Veterans Memorial Hall at 4 o'clock, isn't it? From 4 to 6, trying to put together a committee to raise the money for this. I'd like to introduce Carl, who, again, another Vietnam combat veteran who is a sculptor of this and has put together. He's the administrative whiz behind this. He's not only good at artwork, but he's also the guy that created all the work that you've got, the flyers and all the support documents. He's obviously creative in many ways. And I'd like Carl to talk about what we've put together. Now, remember, this is a project that is approved by the state at this point.
All right. Carl? Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Welcome to Get Up There that microphone.
Get in there, leaning a little bit closer to that. Yeah,
so
I know.
You brought your model, and maybe we can get Bob to take a picture. I don't know if he's got his camera. We could take a picture and post that because...
We will. We'll find a way to do that.
Tell us about it. Give us a visual for people who can't see.
It's a projectile-shaped sheet of cast bronze. It contains two warriors carrying the stretcher of a wounded warrior. They're running through a rice paddy. One of them has his arm raised up, waving in a medevac helicopter that's coming in from above. Surrounding the medevac helicopter are three bullet holes, which indicate the firefight that they're in, that they're trying to bring a wounded person out of.
And we have dog tags around the necks. It's absolutely breathtaking. And this is going to be at 20 feet high and 12 feet wide.
Yes.
Made of bronze. Right. And I tell you what, and this is so well depicts, you know, the Vietnam era. We have two men with their brother bringing them to safety, and your medevac coming in the middle of a firefight, landing where the tracers are intersecting to be able to get this man out. But it's also just part of this one site here, which plans to have a meditation site.
We hope to have three portions of this. Now, the primary portion will be the sculpture. This is Mike again. Once we have that in place, we'd like to have, we envision a precast concrete bunker where there will be a computer terminal where people will be able to go to the oral history project that's maintained by the Library of Congress, so that your grandchildren or your great-grandkids in 50 years can go in and type in Lieutenant Colonel Carl Bott, USMC, and we will have recorded you giving your oral history about your service to this country. Now, that would be the second part. And we also envision a third part down the road. We have drawings that obviously we can't show over the radio, but you can look at, Carl, that show that this will connect to the memorial walk at the cemetery. And one of the requests has been by the community is to recreate a smaller version of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall in D.C. to have the names of the veterans possibly from Shasta County, possibly from the North State, maybe all the veterans that died in Vietnam in the state. So, but that's a third part down the way. So this has been approved, again, has been already approved by the state for installation. We're beginning the initial fundraising so that we can have this sculpture done. There's a foundry in Berkeley that's already been contacted. They've given us a price that will include the engineering for the foundation. They will transport it to us, and they will install it for us. And then we have, again, we have drawings that show a walkway up to the sculpture. And we've created the initial, what we hope will be a fundraising scheme, so to speak, whereby, again, like our Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 357 here in Reading, we'll be able to have what we're calling a star memorial, where hopefully Carl and Mai's names will be on a granite star embedded in a piece of concrete. So we have already in place a way of raising money, and that's what we're hoping to talk about next.
We'll talk about this when we get back to it. We've got to take a quick break here. You know, we're here with Mike Wiley and Carl Turner, who are spearheading this Vietnam Veterans Monument Project. And it's a beautiful, beautiful rendition here. And we come back. There's some questions from the chat room. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 at 7:44 in the morning, November the 28th.
Legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay,
little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. The North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite, our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866, estategranite.com.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. And Carl and DeBott, 747 in the morning. We got to do this one quick so we can get back on schedule and try and hold my mic here so it doesn't fall apart. Our guests are Carl Turner and Mike Wiley. They're here for the Vietnam Veterans Monument. Now, the question was, why three holes and not 100?
Three holes is a better design. It's an odd number. Works out.
You're an
works.
Artist.
Yes.
That's it. And it's a visual thing. I wish, you know, we're going to put this up on our website here so everybody can see it as soon as we can get a photo of it here. Now, one of the ways to raise money is to the star we were talking about.
Yes.
They've established a veteran star program and allow individuals and families to dedicate a star to their veteran. Can you talk about this a little bit?
Chapter 357, Vietnam Veterans of America, we meet once a month at the Veterans Hall. They will, the chapter will have available these stars for purchase. This is part of a graduated scheme. We'd like to establish one of these holders for any of the veterans service organizations in our community, Northern California, that would like to establish one, whether it's Vietnam Veterans of America or VFW or Medal of Purple Heart organization, or any organization that would like to dedicate, and they could have their organization recognized, and then individuals could have their names and their dates of service and branch of service identified. And hopefully, and this came out of my experience working with the Pearl Harbor Survivors Monument, the Pearl Harbor Monument at the cemetery. When we started that project 2 years 3 years ago now, there were, I believe, 9 members in our community. When we finished it, there were 4 or 5. I'd like for this to be available for all of us Vietnam veterans and our families now, when we're, while we're alive, while we can appreciate it. This is a monument to us, not to the war, or it's not a memorial, not
that.
To dead
I understand.
People.
Yeah. I understand. Now, when you say USA Vietnam veteran, are these people that just served in Vietnam? Now, is this for people that on these stars, or are they just for people that served in Vietnam?
No, it's for all Vietnam veterans. If you served between 1955 and 1975, you're a Vietnam veteran. There's no such thing as World War II era veterans. They're World War II veterans. I see all of us as Vietnam veterans.
Okay, so if you were in between 1955 and 1975, then you are considered a Vietnam veteran.
You were part of the effort. Having served in combat in Vietnam, there were 9 guys behind every one of us out pulling a trigger. 9 people. There's no question that all those folks need to be honored. The people on the ships, the people that flew, they're all Vietnam veterans. They were part of the effort. Everybody sacrificed something during that era. You know from your era.
Yeah.
Everybody is a part of it. So we'd like to be able to offer the opportunity for our community to honor any Vietnam veteran. And we include all those.
That's an interesting thing, because that you know, when I see this, so people can get their 6-inch black granite star with mm-hmm. veteran's name, branch, and service dates engraved on the face, and this is one of the ways you're
yes.
doing to raise
yes.
money, and they can just give you a call.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a phone number and things that we can. And then there's this is a 501 project, so everything is tax deductible. Is that correct?
We're under the umbrella of the cemetery.
Okay.
So people can go to the cemetery. They can see a representation of the monument there. We have the forms available there where people can donate if they would like to donate money.
And that's right. It doesn't just, I mean, one, the stars are for Vietnam era or Vietnam veterans.
Yes.
But then you can also
yes.
establish a donation in the name of somebody. Or
Carl and Linda Bott and their $10,000 check will be greatly, greatly appreciated. I mean,
well,
you know.
Yeah,
we
you never know.
The fellow that I brought with me from the Reading Veterans Resource Center about a month or two ago,
uh-huh.
Dave Nervo, his organization, Vietnam Veterans of California, they've taken our information to their grant writing people. We're in the process of looking for grants that may be available. We've reached out to entertainers like Mickey Hart of the Grateful Dead, who wrote the music for Apocalypse Now. We're looking for money and for funding and support for this for our Vietnam veterans and our veterans community. So we're looking for anything and everything.
Okay.
We've got T-shirts available. We're not going to sell enough T-shirts to be able to support this, but we want people to know that we have what I think is a wonderful, moving sculpture that does honor Vietnam veterans. And the concept of hope, which this piece is titled, I think that you're a combat veteran, you understand what that means, and those are the folks out there on the air listening to us that have been in combat, they know that the thing we have in common is hope. We're going to get through this, and we're going to take care of our friends, our brothers.
Okay.
Well, we're going to have to take a break, and when we do, we're going to come back and talk about how you can see this or be in touch with our guest today on Facebook, KCNR 1460.
Fields Jewelers, family-owned and operated since 1953. With exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, 3 generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take the unused cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Hazardous Waste Facility. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201. And enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Of course, 49 degrees downtown. Make sure that you are aware of the fact that it is a foggy, foggy day today. We're going to have temperatures that are going to get to be around 65 degrees, mostly clear tonight with lows of 42. Weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And as we continue here with our last few minutes of this hour, of course, we have Mike Wiley and we have our sculptor who is, well, you got three names there with a third on the
Carl
end.
Carl Turner.
Gideon with a third. I like that. And we were talking about how people, if they can see the monument, you were talking about some people can Facebook you or they can go. Let's talk about your how to get in touch with you, which would be veteransmonument@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then if you go to your Facebook, which is, how are you on Facebook?
Gideon Carl Turner. The Facebook page for the monument is Vietnam Veterans Monument. I keep that fairly updated on as things change and progress. It's a nice way to communicate with people.
Great. You know, something that we never really got into as the art, you're working with bronze. What motivated you in your journey as an artist to go into bronze?
Something different. I've been a glass blower most of my life. That's what I went to college for, was glass blowing. I came up here and saw them pour in hot metal. I guess I like hot things, and hot glass, hot metal. So I got encouraged to do that, started working on that. Then wonders happened, and Mike contacted me about the Vietnam Memorial. I knew exactly what I wanted.
Wow. So you saw it in your mind's eye.
Oh, I knew it. I went home directly and made a sketch. And that's what it turned out to be. It changed a little bit, but I knew in my heart what it had to be.
Well, it really it's very.
Yeah, it's a beautiful sculpture.
I think it says a lot of things.
Now, to get a hold of our artist and the people that are putting this on, is give Mike Wiley a call at 472-1279. Or you can go to the Veterans Monument, or you can write to veteransmonument@gmail.com.
Yes.
There's going to be a meeting on December 7th?
Yes, at the Veterans Hall at 4 o'clock until 6. Also, this is underneath the umbrella of the cemetery, so people can reach out to the cemetery and find out information, and that's always available as well.
A great donation for for your veteran.
Yes.
Can be out there. And one last thing I want to mention real quick, the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative, which is going to be this Saturday at 10 a.m. down at the Veterans Memorial Hall.
Yes.
They're going to have Tom Morehouse, a veterans counselor from Shasta College, site coordinator Dave Nervo, Veterans Resource Center, and Janelle Aventurini presents information about the Vets Club at college. So
yes,
it's going to be college oriented, and we do have a lot of veterans out at Shasta College.
We have a lot out there, and we hope to offer the opportunity for folks to learn what's going on for them and then reach out to the young veterans as well.
Great. Okay, when we, after the news, we're going to have Dr. Ray John. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the animal community here for the next couple segments. Plus, we have a number of other things we're going to be talking about, other topics that are coming up.
Some headline
stuff. And then mainly is how to prepare for the Christmas with those animals, with your dogs and cats. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's a stalemate, and so far a peaceful one. Protesters in Los Angeles keep defying a midnight order to stop camping out. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live outside in L.A.
Dave, protesters here feel triumphant for sure after one occupier used a bullhorn to tell people to tweet that they need food and water following the early morning confrontation with the LAPD. Another read from the LA Times cover story about that confrontation out loud. Four people were arrested around 5 this morning, not for camping out here in tents, but for blocking the street. The deadline for the occupiers to leave was midnight, as you said, but it doesn't look here like police are going to enforce that deadline anytime soon, Dave.
Jessica, on the much-protested Wall Street, there's a big rally. The Dow's up 300 after record after Thanksgiving shopping that continues today, so-called Cyber Monday.
If I were to purchase something, I probably would use my iPhone because it's a little mini computer.
And more people are estimated to shop online today than in stores Black Friday. Americans bought more new homes last month, a 1% increase. As buyers had the upper hand negotiating, sale prices dropped to the lowest level of the year. Democrats will lose an outspoken congressman in the next Congress in 2013. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
He has a reputation for feisty exchanges with Republicans. Massachusetts' mainstay, Barney Frank, will announce today he won't seek re-election next year, retiring after 16 terms.
And add to your question with a question. On what planet do you spend most of your time?
The 71-year-old liberal may be best known most recently for passing the Dodd-Frank Wall Street regulations and is one of the first openly gay members of Congress. Frank is the 18th House Democrat to either retire or seek another office, compared with just 7 Republicans this cycle. Dave?
Jared, a Utah man due in court today in Boston to face charges for watching child porn on an airplane Saturday. Another passenger saw him viewing it, alerted the flight crew, and he was arrested when he landed. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing OnStar FMV, for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar, for your car.
OnStar Emergency.
Hi, I just had an accident.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Please hold for the 911 center.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Going to need police and medical. Tekel and Nellis. My subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
Do you want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Baby, I'm on my way.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
It is election day in Egypt, the first voting since the uprising that ousted President Mubarak back in February. Long lines are reported in some polling places for the parliamentary elections. Defiance from Syria over the new sanctions imposed by their Arab neighbors for the deadly crackdown on protests there. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
lashing out at the sanctions, calling that a declaration of economic war by neighbours in the Arab League. Separately today, an inquiry for the UN's Human Rights Council in Geneva accusing Syrian troops of targeting protesters and killing more than 200 children, crimes against humanity. Meanwhile today, Russia apparently shifting position on Syria. The Kremlin saying it now supports Arab world revolutions, but, says the foreign minister Sergei Lavrov, they must be peaceful. Dave?
Now, Alistair, a nuclear power plant in Virginia back at 100% operation for the first time since it was shut down by an earthquake back in August, automatically. But multiple inspections showed the plant just 11 miles from the epicenter did not suffer any functional damage. That 5.8 magnitude quake did do damage to the Washington Monument and National Cathedral. Syracuse has fired longtime assistant basketball coach Bernie Fine, after a third man came forward to claim Fine sexually abused him as a child, and after a tape was released of Fine's wife talking to one of the accusers, indicating she knew of the abuse and there may have been others.
In a statement, Syracuse head coach Jim Boeheim says the allegations that have come forth today are disturbing and deeply troubling. I am personally very shocked because I have never witnessed any of the activities that have been alleged. I believe the university took the appropriate step tonight. Initially, Boeheim suggested the two accusers only came forward so they could sue the university for millions of dollars.
As Fox's Rick Leventhal. Ohio State may have a new football coach. ESPN reports Urban Meyer will take over for Jim Tressel, who resigned in scandal. Meyer led Florida to two national championships. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabad, 8:05 in the morning, November the 28th. Weather is 49 degrees out there, and it's going to be clear today, I think.
You moved my cheese.
Moved your cheese. Took your weather report.
Somehow took the weather report, but it's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And today we've got a lot of stuff going on. Welcome back. Happy Monday from your Thanksgiving weekend. Of course, we like to hear about everything that's going on.
That's right. And one of the ways we hear about what's going on is we just go to the phones.
Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'm glad to see you weren't injured in that fight down at Johnny's.
God, what the heck is going on down there?
Well, good it looks grief. Like everything was going on. You know what? I think people are on their way to church. And were caught in a brawl down there at 1:30 a.m. on
there
Sunday morning. They were obviously going to the new Catholic Mass.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you read that and you just think, I mean, are we in Reading?
I know. We're going to hear about that in a moment.
Well, you know what? One of the things about it is, and we're, you know, the chat pack is going crazy on it. But, you know, one of the things about it is that here's Reading, and Johnny's has a number of bouncers, I mean, down there, and they've really never had a real problem, as have other bars we've had in town. And then, you know, it seems like it's Thanksgiving weekend. It should be one of good feelings and, people getting along together. Thanks, you know, you're giving thanks. And then, obviously, that ended at Saturday night sometime around 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and, you know, and it just kind of does go to show what happens when you combine a little alcohol and who knows what else in the mix.
And who knows what else in the mix, right.
It ratchets it up.
Okay, now you've got something going on tonight.
Yeah. Tonight at the Reading Tea Party, we've got a really busy one tonight. We meet at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneville Road. That is the Destiny Fellowship Church. And first of all, we've got a couple of gentlemen coming up from the Half Moon Bay area, Oscar Braun and Joseph Shaughnessy. They have had a California initiative approved by the Secretary of State that will go on the November 2012 ballot, assuming that they get enough signatures, and it will, it's actually a California State Bill of Rights. It will eliminate the environmental protection laws and agencies, and it'll really put a nix on AB 32 and a lot of the environmental programs coming down the pike.
That's going to take like 800, and why does this one take, and you might want to ask them, take more 300,000 more signatures than the regular one?
Yeah, you know, they vary. They go anywhere from 500,000 up to 800,000 or 900,000, and I'm not really sure why some require more than others, but I'll find out.
Now, did they mean every environmental law?
You know, I'll quickly.
I mean,
read
clean water.
Bit.
I mean,
it repeals the California, the CEQA, the California Coastal Act, California Endangered Species, California Global Warming Solutions Act, California Sustainable Communities, and the Climate Protection Act. It abolishes the California Environmental Protection Agency and the Air Resources Board.
Well.
Yeah. And, you know, the problem with, it's not the acts themselves that are always so bad. It's the massive bureaucracy that's created to enforce the acts. That's where we have that's one of the places where we have a real problem.
Well, you know, that's true. But, you know, I can't help but think this may be a little bit of an uphill battle.
Well, you know, right now in California, everything is, but we'll
that's
go,
true.
You know, we'll fight
now,
to
on the
end.
Other hand, on the other
yeah,
hand,
you know, you got everything to
if there was
by
a way,
and,
yeah, if there was a way to restrict, you know, some of the things they've done, of course, I think a lot of people would be for that, and it's kind of like who I think was it Perry or one of them said that he'd just do away with the Department of Energy and the Department of Education. So, I mean, there's just a lot of things that, yeah, it should be interesting. And, you know, to hear what these guys have to say and how they're planning on doing it.
Exactly. So that should be really interesting. And we are actually pre-recording a radio show today with these two gentlemen, and they'll go into a lot more detail than they'll be able to go into tonight. But part two of tonight is, I hope you're sitting down, it's called Got a Beef? Have a Cow. We're going to talk about issues that people have had with the county in terms of private property rights violations, government agency overreach, unfair fines or fees. You know, we've had so many people approach us and talk about issues that they have had with the planning department of Shasta County trying to get permits. We've heard some pretty horrendous stories. So we're going to give these folks an opportunity to share their experiences with everyone that attends tonight. So that ought to be an interesting second part of the evening.
I think so, too. Yeah. We hear a whole lot of things here on the station that people don't want to talk about out loud because they're afraid of what's going to happen. You know, afraid of their own government. Okay.
And that's called tyranny, I believe.
Yeah. Okay, so that starts at 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, and if I could plug very quickly, Friday night, 5 p.m., same location. We will be having soup, salad, and bread night, and we're going to actually be watching the first part of Atlas Shrugged, which was the novel written by Ayn Rand in the 1950s, and she talks about socialism. She tells a wonderful story, and even though it was written in the 1950s, it very closely parallels what we're going through today.
It's a very scary book.
So if folks want to tune in, it's hard to find the movie in the theater, so we'll be showing it 5 o'clock on Friday night.
Great.
All
okay.
Right.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Hey, you guys have
and
a great
Elizabeth
week.
And Aaron have We the People on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock from 8 to 10. Great show there. Okay, thank you so much. All right, hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman, for the Market Minute. Sorry to keep you waiting there, Susan.
That's okay. This is Susan for Wells Fargo Advisors, and we have record U.S. retail sales this past weekend that have given stocks a boost. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 302 points at 11,533. The S&P 500 is up 35 points at 1194, and the Nasdaq Composite is higher up 85 points at 2527. Active stocks on the Nasdaq, Google's up $24.63 at $585.86, Apple's up $9.34 at $372.97, and Amazon is up $10.53 at $192.82. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, AT&T is up 55 cents at $27.96 per share, Walmart is up 43 cents at $57.32, and Target is up 87 cents at $52.08. Turning to commodities, gold is up $30.30 at $17.18 an ounce. Silver is up $1.11 at $32.21. And crude oil is higher up $2.39 at $99.16 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. We're going to take a break here at KCNR 1460.
Chef. Vista Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Chat Packers. How are you? Currently 49 degrees downtown. KCNR1460.com. We love it when you engage with us. Also, what's on your mind? You can always call 605-4567. That is the hotline for the studio. And we have a very special guest in the house. But before we get there and we start to unload and open up that big old envelope, we're going to go do a little special announcement.
Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening the Sales. Custom-made bandsaw blades. When they make them with welds, the welds are guaranteed for life. They will sharpen any type of knife or blade that you have. Judy and Bob have been there since 1985, since November 20th. You know what? 1985. So you figure out how that, you know, they've been there, and the reason they're there is because they are a success. Phone number is 530-365-1479, and you know, give them, you know, go on down, get the, you know, it's that time of the year when people are doing a lot of wood cutting, and one of the dangerous things that happens is if you've got a chainsaw whose blade is not sharp, it'll catch, it'll pull, it can break. That's why you need to go visit R&B Sharpening and Sales. Again, the phone number is 365-1479.
Our guest this morning. Well, you know what? This is one of the things about when, you know, we don't have a big screen up on the side window here, so we go up and down. If that's what you're hearing, the break in between is because we're looking on the chat room. And thanks so much for all of your input today. And
the chat room is just loaded with people. New people coming in there. So.
I feel like we slipped and fall. I have to get back up and go, hey, we're right here. And with us right now is Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane. Welcome to the program. Tell us what's going on.
We've got so much going on, it's crazy.
Okay.
One of the things I want to tell everybody about is my second Tuesday club that I have every month.
We hear those commercials. We love them.
Everywhere. And this is the first time we've ever done the Holiday Inn on Tuesday, December 13th from 5 to 9 at the Braided Main Restaurant. Nice family-sized restaurant. Really fun. Good food.
They have good food there.
Yeah, I go there every first Friday of the month with the Shasta Marines, and they treat us really beautifully.
Okay.
So I highly recommend it. Second Tuesday, December 13th.
Now, where exactly is the Braided Main?
In the Holiday Inn on Hilltop, right
okay.
there.
And okay.
It's a really great place, and I get 15% of the net for the night, so it really helps eat well.
Go in there, order the big stuff.
You'll order the big stuff.
So it's called the Second Tuesday Club?
The Second Tuesday Club, and the reason we started that is the second Tuesday of the month is the worst night for restaurateurs because people haven't got paid. They've been paid in the first. They're waiting for the 15th. And the second Tuesday's always dead. And so I fill up their restaurant, and they make some money off of it. And matter of fact, Nello's has a lifetime agreement that they'll always have the second Tuesday in August because that used to be their slowest night. And so every year, no matter wherever I am, the second Tuesday of August is at Nello's.
Ooh, we like that. Well, yeah. I also like the Braided Main. So this month, December 13th, and you get 15% of the proceeds of your dinner is going to go towards Haven Humane. So tell us some of the good stuff going on this month with Haven Humane.
Well, the most exciting thing is at the national level, you can tell I'm having it's a Monday morning. PetSmart.
Oh, we're having one of those.
Yeah. PetSmart at the national level has given us a grant for a really rare opportunity. If you live in the city of Reading and your zip code is 96001 or 96002, we can spay or neuter your cat for $10 for male cats, $20 for female cats. They'll pick up the whole rest of the cost for the surgery.
So let me see. I'm hearing if you're 96001 or 96002...
In the city of Reading.
In the city of Reading, and you have a cat that needs to be neutered...
Correct.
You, 20 for, and this is something that's been given to you from PetSmart.
Correct.
It's like a grant, if you will.
Right. And the whole object of it is if we can reduce the cat population by 1,425 cats over the year, PetSmart will give us the rest of the zip codes to do. So we're really excited.
Well, how do you know if you do that? Reduce it 1,400.
What we do is we do a physical counting of cats, which we've been doing for 2 years, mostly on West Street and places like that. Where
you mean you go out and count?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you, half of them
come on down to our place.
Yard.
Yeah, to help them use
especially
our yard.
Especially when it rains. I'm just like, you know, we don't have cats, but boy, they sure like
them. Sure, we do.
Yeah.
We must have 20 cats.
But you know, they may just be neighbors' cats that aren't, you know, you don't usually have a cat on a leash.
No.
So they're in the backyard. If somebody's come by. And anyway, I don't think a lot of those cats are feral. However, yesterday we did have fighting cats out in front. And I don't know what that means unless they're just being territorial.
Well, the nice thing about it is if we can reduce the cat population, they're still there, but they're just not going to give birth to more and more litters, which I can't get stuck with, and then I can't move on, you know.
Well, now, if you say you spay 500 cats.
Correct.
Can you count that as part of that 1,400?
That's right.
And then can you count what the babies they would have?
No, but it's in the pattern, Carl.
Okay.
They're figuring if we can stop 1,425, we are really going to reduce the number that are running loose.
Okay.
And all you have to do is bring a picture license and your REU electric bill. And the reason for that is there's a lot of people, including myself, that are in 96001, but we don't live in the city of Reading, even though it says Reading on my address. So you must be from those two zip codes. The other one we've got is, right now I've got a huge waiting list for it. It's the Shasta Animal Welfare Foundation. For $25, dog or cat can be spayed or neutered. And right now I'm up to 280 people on the waiting list.
No, why is that? We're going to take a break. We're going to ask you more about that because I know before we go into the holiday season, I do want you to share with our listeners again the staggering numbers about what one cat unneutered multiplies to, and that you always should be mindful of that. And come back for talking about this other program. Carl and Linda Bott here, our guest is Dr. Ray John. How's your pet doing? Let's talk a little bit more about what we can do to take care of our animals and stuff when we get back here on KCNR.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Ensemble Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Ensemble Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546
That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the gala of the year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
California Auto Repair and Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invites you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. A gift card from Cars. A great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, 8:25 in the morning.
Song. Do you know who this is?
No.
Pointer Sisters. Oh. Tonight.
November 28th. Really?
I'm so excited. Just can't
hide. Well, you know what I'm excited about? Woo. Estate Granite Marble. 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. You know what? They produce just outstanding
really
natural
awesome
stone products. We've been there. We've seen what he does.
We took a tour.
You know, gosh, you know, you're talking about, you know, kitchens, countersinks, bathrooms, fireplaces, bars. And when you go down to it and you take a look at the work that Mike does, it is just outstanding. That's Estate Granite and Marble. Our guest today, Dr. Ray John.
Dr. John. Okay, we were on number three when we took a break last time about the next spay and neuter situation that you've got there.
Yeah, the Shasta Animal Welfare Foundation has offered us for $25 each, cat or dog, if you live in the county, will spay and neuter. The biggest problem is the funding is good, but it's not enough yet, and I've got 280 people on the waiting list, so that one's probably not realistic right now. It will be in January, February, when I get more funds for it. But the most important one is the 96001 or 96002, and all you have to do is call 241-1658 for an appointment, and they'll set you up.
Mm-hmm. So can you share with our listeners, when it comes to a cat, let's say you have a cat and you don't get your cat fixed, you don't take the time or you think you don't have the money, there's a way to be able to make this happen. So if your cat's not out there reproducing, there's a staggering number-ish, maybe you can tell us ish or what the numbers are. If one cat, they come into heat and they reproduce, how many times a year?
Every 4 months. So technically 3 times a year they can give birth. And some of our, I mean, I've literally have people I've taken in their kittens that are now 4 months old, and they come back with an X litter for me. And it happens all the time.
Did you ask them, tell them that, you know, hey, look, I'll spay that cat for free?
Carl, I have done everything. And they'll always start with, I didn't have the time or I was going to get around to it. I mean, and so then I'm stuck with, when I left Friday, I had over 100 cats again.
And cats are harder to adopt.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so people that get upset about what happens, or that sometimes does happen, you know, euthanasia there,
mm-hmm.
Guess what? You have too much, you don't have enough time, yet you can still bring in your litters of cats to the Haven Humane of your kittens. Why don't you just bring in the mama cat at the same time?
Right.
And then take care of the kit. You know, you can adopt the kittens out, but get mama fixed.
Yeah,
is just ridiculous.
It's so easy. It only takes a couple of hours, and it's done. And now we have the means available, so no one can say the price is in the way anymore. So
and that's what we're talking about. You can afford if you can afford, like we talk about, the monthly fee on the cell phone to do all the hoo-ha stuff, and then, but in the meantime, you're not taking responsibility for your pets. Which don't just affect your community. you know, how you do things really does affect your neighborhood, your next-door neighbor, so on and so forth. So, okay, we have a bottom line here with a few minutes left. What do we want to drive home here?
First of all, if people want a cat or a dog, I've got tons down there. We're open every day for viewing from 11 till 5, 6 days a week. And I just ask people to be responsible and spay or neuter their animals. And we have such an overabundance of cats and dogs in this county, it's unbelievable, you know. And I get frustrated every day as I watch people walk in and going, oh, I'm really sorry. I wanted my kids to see the cat have a litter, but now we have it. We can't take care of it. And you multiply that by four or five times a day I watch this. It's ridiculous.
Bringing in that many.
Oh, yeah, Carl. It's scary. Or last Wednesday, I get to work, and there is a crate of kittens in the rain. It's raining, and there's a crate. It's open, and these little babies are in there, and someone at 4 or 5 in the morning, I get there about 6:30, dropped it off and just left it outside. I mean, talk about cruelty, you know. So my message is, come on, let's grow up. And if you have an animal, treat it respectfully. If you can't treat it right, give it to me. I'll get an owner to adopt it.
Right.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, during the season, how many puppies are going to be adopted? And here's the other thing. How many puppies or kittens are going to be adopted for Christmas?
And then returned.
Yeah, and that's
the ratio.
Let's talk about that just when we get back.
We're going to take a break then, and we'll come back more to talk about with Dr. John.
Right, and, you know, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the fact is, now that Haven Humane and the county and the city have gotten together so that, you know, we have like a unity of purpose with taking care of animals. The fact that people during this time of the year, you start to see, you know, oh gosh, let's have them and then let's turn them back in, you know, all those kind of things. And just, you know, just talk a little bit about that before we leave.
Sure.
This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest, Dr. Ray John. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about that, plus questions you have in the chat room. This is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Surge on Wall Street, the Dow up 314 points this morning with a record holiday shopping weekend reported and big sales expected online today. Cyber Monday in the retail world.
2010, it was 30% bigger than 2009. And this year, our expectation will be, you know, 20% at least bigger than Black Friday.
John Squire with IBM Smarter Commerce. 4 Occupy arrests this morning, but police in Los Angeles are not breaking up a camp of protesters, where Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
At midnight Monday morning, the city of Los Angeles had said it was time for the Occupy campers to leave. Many have been camping out here at City Hall for about 2 months. Right now, the police have lined the streets of City Hall. Protesters are staying on the sidewalk, but those who don't get arrested.
Occupy Philadelphia protesters sticking around past their deadline to leave a city plaza. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Support our local veterans by making your donation this month during RABA's second annual Salute to North State Veterans. Many are in need of transportation to and from work, home, support, and medical services. With your kind donation, RABA can provide passes making our veterans' lives easier. Please call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart located in the Town and Country Shopping Center to make your donation. For every dollar raised, RABA will provide a free bus pass to a local veteran. Call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart today and say thank you to our vets.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot, 8:35 in the morning, November the 28th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. By the way, that last month it went up 30% on our website, you know, people visiting, so it's just getting more and more and more every month, every week. Appreciate that. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, D.C. and Tim. They're giving great haircuts. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. Great conversation. You just walk in. You just have a good haircut. You know, shave around your ears. Shave it on your neck. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? It's just a good, it's a good place to get a haircut. I go there. Bad Bob goes there. Ray John would go there if he had hair. I mean, it was everything, you know. So that Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest, Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane, we're talking. You know, I was just wondering, you know, do y'all have anything to do with the Johnny's Cat House? I mean,
I think that place needs spaying and neutering.
Cat patrol? Do you have cat patrol down there?
I'm not kidding. I feel sorry for our new police chief.
Well, I thought somebody said that was a welcome aboard party yeah. They were having for him Saturday night.
They were just showing him what we're just, capable of.
That's right. You know what?
Town.
We have not ever had one like that before. And so welcome aboard, you know, Chief Paletti.
I'm curious if we have any taxi cab confessions on that one.
Yeah, I wonder. You know, I know Jay's out there someplace. He may have been working all weekend, but I was just wondering what that must have been like. That. Can you believe that? I mean, it's just like first of all, it starts little, and then it's getting bigger, and then everybody, including the state marshals, were there, or U.S. marshals were there to help break up the crowd. I mean, and the people they're arresting, they're not from here.
Right.
They were like from Santa Cruz. Santa Clara, I mean, did they come just into Redding to get into a fist fight at Johnny's?
At 1:30 on a Sunday morning.
At 1:30 on a Sunday morning? I know they weren't on their way to Mass.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, that there was some consternation about the new Mass, from what I understand. But
you know, we heard from some friends yesterday.
You know what? We never had a problem like this when Chief Hansen was here.
That's pretty
good. I think police chief's going to be here soon. I think, you know, early next week or something. And, you know, we just love having him on. He's a great guy. And
he is character.
If we had to, you know what? We lost Peter Hansen, but we have this man, and he's going to be great. You know, he just 2 combat tours in Iraq, and so hey, that should get him ready for Johnny on a Saturday night. And you know what? You know, how do you warn him about that? How do you say?
He's from Stockton, honey.
Oh, he's from Stockton.
Yeah.
You know what? He goes out and he goes, hey, we
this
handle
is
these
like,
things.
You know,
we handle
Dunkin' these Donuts things. For him.
Yeah, we handle these things with our Eagle Scouts.
Yeah.
Send them in. Okay. All right. Let's go back. You know, people adopt animals during the Christmas time. And when they do, and then, oh, look at our puppy, look at our kitty. Do you see them? And then do they come back after that?
All the time. All the time. What we're trying to do is ask people to get gift certificates so that the person who's going to be the recipient of the dog or cat gets to choose the one that matches them. You go out, you get a dog for your kid, and you're all excited, and you love the little puppy, and Johnny doesn't like the puppy, and it doesn't a good match. So a gift certificate gives the kids, so there needs to be a connection. And we really talk to people about don't make puppies or cats gifts. Like people buy bunnies for their Easter children, and they have them for 10 days, and then I get them. You know. And so any way you can do it to make sure that the person who's going to be the real owner is the one who makes the choice.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones here. Paul, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Carl, Linda, and morning. Doctor. Say, I've got a question. Why does the veterans charge so much to treat their animals? Golly, I have a dog. I mean, I love my dog. I took him to a vet. It cost me $68 for one shot. And I go along and get a shot, it cost me $25, $30. I'm sure that if the vets didn't charge so much, that the people would adopt more animals.
That's a point. But, you know, I mean, because then that, Paul, is a good reason why people, when they adopt an animal, need to take a good look at can they afford to have it, because you're right. You know, you just go down and take them in for a checkup.
A good reason why people, when they adopt an
animal. All right, gotta turn your radio down.
Okay, gotta turn your radio
thank
down
you.
There.
Thank you.
But Paul, that was a good point, you know, that you've got to think of the whole thing. Right, Dr. John?
Yeah, we always tell people, remember that you have to feed it, you have to clean it, you've got to get it to the veterinarian on a regular basis. Those are costs. And if you can't afford it, don't get an animal.
Okay. Well, it's not just, you know, and again, that where we have lost somewhere, I think, with all of the video, cell phone, we've lost this connection. When you, before television became so huge and this, the internet became so huge, we grew up where we ate out of our garden. We grew up when you knew what it took to milk a cow, work a horse. You know, having a horse is huge responsibility. Having a pet like a dog or a cat's a little bit less of a responsibility, but still, there's things like cutting their toenails and getting them in shots and making sure that they're wormed and making sure that they don't have fleas. I mean, these things do cost. I mean, there are programs that help along with that, and that's not to discourage somebody from getting a pet, but that somehow I think we kind of lost that, what that is. It's not just this animated thing you go get.
I often tease, people seem to be able to update their iPhones every week. And then they talk about how expensive an animal is. Sorry. They come up with when they need it, you know.
Yeah, look,
it's like the people sleeping out, camping out for big screen TVs.
Oh.
People camping out for 2 days for big screen TVs.
Well, 2 days. I think some of them are going for a week for that. Hey, we got to take a break here, Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest, Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane, we've talked about a number of things, about the number of pets, Second Tuesday, people getting pets for Christmas and then bringing them back. I can't see how that's healthy for a child or a family, and especially for the animal. But we're going to be back in here in a minute and talking again about how you can help with this, how you can help at Haven Humane. I mean, volunteers are always needed down there. Carl and the Bot, 8:42 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
In the morning, I spend all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away.
Chances.
prizes are escalating to new levels to win in the Cubalicious Swipe to Win at Wind River Casino. Don't miss your first chance Cubalicious drawing Wednesday, November 30th at 8 o'clock. Swipe to Win, play to win. It's a pretty big deal. Our first chance drawing is Wednesday, November 30th at 8 o'clock, where you could win a share of over $7,500 in cash and prizes. Get the facts on Wind River's Cubalicious by logging on to WindRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Casino, where locals play. Offering the hottest variety of table games. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single deck blackjack hand pitch more your style? Three card poker, four card poker, fortune pie gal poker, Texas shootout, pie gout, and lucky ladies bonuses. Plus, Monday evenings, try your luck on our $1 blackjack table. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last one. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Come see what the big deal is at the Mount Shasta Mall. You have enough to plan for this holiday season without surfing the internet and driving long distances just to get your shopping done. The Mount Shasta Mall has over 80 specialty stores, restaurants, and services where you can find unique and stylish options for everything on your list. Serving a big meal? Find festive table linens. Chopping down a big tree? You'll need tough gloves and toasty coats. With stores like Macy's, Old Navy, JCPenney, and Sears, you'll find all the biggest deals right here in town. You owe it to yourself to shop the Mount Shasta Mall. This Monday through Friday, November 28th through December 2nd, spend $100 at the Mount Shasta Mall, and you'll receive a free decorative wood art block. Perfect for gift exchanges or hanging over the fireplace, a $23 value. Receipts must be dated and redeemed November 28th through December 2nd at customer service near Center Court. Shop early, two per person, while supplies last. It's all at the Mount Shasta Mall.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Whoa, if I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl Lind Abbott, 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, great coffee from Espresso Joe's, great cigars out of the finest walk-in humidor in the state. It's getting to be Christmas time. You can buy those exquisite gourmet coffee beans, and you get a pound instead of the 12 ounces. Coffee makers, any type of coffee you can make, the special coffees for the Christmas season and the holiday season right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans, of course, get discounts there, and Joe and Shelley support our community. Our guest today is Dr. Ray John. And, you know, I just saw something in the, and before we get back to him, just one of our chat room people just said, just reminder, don't miss a lot at the public meeting tonight at the Veterans Hall at 6:30, from 6 to 7:30, about the post office position on how they're going to change your first-class mail service differently than other communities. Yeah. When they're shutting down the, the station here, which costs like 70 jobs, but... that means now is that your mail doesn't stay here in town, from what somebody just said. Bad Bob, is that what you just said, that goes across, it now has to go to Sacramento and then back again?
I believe, yes. That is, if the mail sorting facility in Redding is done away with, even if you're sending a piece of postal material across town, it goes first to the central processing facility in West Sacramento and then bounces back up here. They may come up with a local versus out-of-town boxing system, but most mail that you put in the box at home, yeah, is all going to go to Sacramento first, which is...
Well, that would delay it probably
at least step back.
By 2 days, isn't it? Okay. Well, okay, so that's at 6:30, from 6 to 7:30 at Yuba. On Yuba Street at the Veterans Hall, they're going to have a they're going to come in and talk about what they're doing. So that's going to be interesting. There's a whole lot of things always going on every night here. Okay, our guest, Dr. Ray John. You know, the Tuesday, the second Tuesday club, I guess we could call it. And tonight or tomorrow, it's going to be at the
thirteenth.
I'm sorry, December 13th at the
Braided Main.
At the Holiday Inn.
At the Holiday Inn, and it's from 5 to 9, and it's an excellent restaurant. So I hope everybody gets a chance to join us there.
Okay, last thoughts here. I shouldn't say last thoughts, but you know, things people should be thinking of. It's the Christmas season. But my gosh, you know, we've got so many feral animals out there, the cats and everything. What should people, can people help you by bringing them into you?
On the, especially the feral cats, on the third Sunday of the month, for $25, I'll bring it in, spay, neuter it, vaccinate it, test it, and give it flea preventative. And so, and then we can release it to the wild, and it won't be bearing children anymore, litter anymore. It's a large operation. There's 38 employees. It costs $2.2 million a year to run the place. And right now, this morning, I have 52 dogs, a couple of horses. I've got 100 cats, and they all need adoption. And some of the little kittens aren't ready to be adopted, but they could be fostered out till they meet the weight gain. So any way people can help us, we'd appreciate it. We're open every day from 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Monday through Saturday.
Now, people can bring food in, and because you probably hand out a lot of food.
Yeah, so. What I do, Carl, is if people bring in, I'm contracted to a company for the shelter animals, but so if people bring in cat food or dog food, I keep it and at very, very low cost give it back to the public so that they can keep their animals. A lot of the elderly come in once or twice a week to get their regular allotment of food, and it keeps them going. So that's really a help.
That's great. Okay. Somebody wanted to know if you come to the second Tuesday night for dinner, do you get a free cat when you part of the deal?
I've thought about that, but we're not ready.
You're not ready for that.
We're not ready to bring cats into the restaurant. You know, maybe when we hold it at Johnny's Cat House, we'll do it.
You know, I have a feeling that Johnny's is just right now. There's, you know, the owners at some point have got their head head in their hands, going, "Oh wow, what caused this?" Because it looks like. Again, it looks like their security guys were involved in a lot of the fights. They're probably trying to get people out. But then again, like I said, it shows like the people that were arrested, their hometowns are not Redding, California. So I'm wondering if people just were traveling through and decided to stop, and then groups of them. And then when you get 50 people involved in this thing.
Yeah, and I can't realize what someone's doing up at 1:30 on a Sunday morning. That just confuses me.
It's actually Saturday night that turned into Sunday morning.
But you know what, Dr. Ray John, you know, having you been a Marine for a long time, I just frankly don't believe that you don't really know what's going on at Saturday night, you know, into a Sunday morning that, oh, my gosh.
That was when I had hair, Carl.
Oh, okay. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank Advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's.
Scott Valley Bank. Locals helping locals since 1858. Member FDIC.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petit Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petit Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And Carl and about 8:55 in the morning on November the 28th, 49 degrees out there. Ah, yes, the Thanksgiving season. Thanksgiving is over. Now we're moving forward.
Let's move forward to, of course, we start to ring in the new year. Let's hear the bell one more time.
Okay, one more time.
Yeah, we're going to be ringing the bell. We don't know when it's going to be, of course.
Yeah, for the Red Kettle guys.
Absolutely, Salvation Army. And our guest is Dr. Ray John. Welcome back to the program. We also have a caller on the line, so let's go to Jim.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Hey, the Johnny's Cat House on here, you know what happens? The people come up here from the cities, and they get a little bit of fresh air, and they just go crazy over that stuff here, and they get a little frisky and everything. And but this old saying they used to have here, come to Shasta County on vacation and leave on probation. I think this is probably a keep on continuing. But they used to have a deal down here called the Oak Grove Club a long time ago. A lot of the people here, the older timers, would remember that one there. They had quite a bit of physical altercations down there from time to time.
And where was that called?
Oak Grove Club.
Oh, the Oak Grove Club.
I remember that. And
yeah.
Jim, you remember the Elbow Room?
The Elbow Room, yeah. And
How about
Ricardo's?
Well, you know, I haven't heard a lot about the hen house, but I know somebody that got nailed down there, and he said the bad thing is that he started the fight and they just cleaned his clock, you know. This was a lawyer.
Yeah, I know who that was.
Well, anyway, hey Jim, thanks a lot for the phone call.
You bet, thank you.
Well, you know, you got Johnny's. You know, here's one thing: is Jay from Yellow Caps. Jay is a friend of ours, been on the show, been one of our advertisers. He says they will sit there in their cabs and they will watch people stagger past them, get into their cars, start them up. Now, we also had Monty Hyde here, who's the retired highway patrol, and he says, you're seeing DUIs is because you've got Johnny's, you've got Shameless O'Leary's, you've got Bombay's, you've got the Market Street Steakhouse, you've got four or five of these just around, and Capone's. People leave, they get in their cars, and then they try to get out on the 44 without making that illegal right turn, and the police, the highway patrol, the sheriffs, and the police get them on their way out there. Come to Shasta County on vacation, leave on probation. Well, you come in our town, start a fight, and guess what?
You know, they're not really nice about it. Ray John.
Yes, sir.
Doctor. You know, did you ever, when you came up here, did you ever think that you were going to be heading up an animal shelter?
Absolutely not. I was a Catholic school principal for 34 years. I wanted to retire. I was very happy. And now I'm in the toughest job since I was in the Marine Corps. So,
it is
a very, very tough emotional job. Oh. I must get yelled at 15 times a day, and because I don't let people talk rudely to my staff. They do it to me, and yet it's fulfilling, and I am, you know, I'm moving 7,000 animals a year, so I'm pretty proud of that. Spay and neutering, I did over 4,300 last year. So I've accomplished something. It's not what I planned to do when I grew up, but that's what I'm doing.
That's what you're doing. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for what you do. You know,
thanks for having me.
We do. You know, well, thank you so much. I mean, it's like we kind of take it for granted that these things happen, and there's so many animals out there, and people go, oh, they euthanize. Well, you know what? Ray John doesn't want to euthanize them. His people don't want to euthanize these animals. The fact is, what do you do? There's, you know, some people say, oh, we'll keep them forever. Okay. Keep them forever, but you don't have that luxury to do that.
No.
There may be other projects that do, but you all don't have that luxury to do that.
No, we try our best to get them to rescue, to do everything, but in the end of every single day, we have to decide, is there room left for any more animals? And if there isn't, we have to make room. And it's just a horrible part of the job, but it's a job someone has to do.
That's right. Well, my friend, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And we'll see you before that, of course.
I have one more question, and we just have like 30 seconds left. Vacation, when people go on vacation and if animal gets out, what happens? Let's talk about that, because I know there's a period of time that you can't hold animals, but you know.
Yeah, by law, I have to hold them for 5 working days. And I look around. We usually keep our cats 3 weeks to a month. We keep our dogs a month to 4 weeks.
Okay.
Usually they come flying in on vacations and my dog's missing.
Okay
good. They're immediately just left. Okay, tomorrow we've got
Thank
the fire
you,
department
John.
In here to talk about safety and fire and what's going on in our fire department. We're also going to have a surprise guest for tomorrow. It's going to be a big week. Carl and DeBott, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta.